Go ahead.
What up, what up, what up, people? I am Being Breeze alongside with
Shakohe D.
It's your boy Damani.
And this is the Great Area Podcast. We want to welcome you to the Great Area Podcast. It wouldn't be a Great Area Podcast without y'all and us. So shout out to the family. Welcome to the family. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Press that little bell at the bottom so you can know when it's time to watch the podcast or whatever else we got going on. You know, make sure you stay blessed and stay black, people. Especially my black people. How are you guys doing today? How did I do?
No, you just forgot the Patreon.
How could I be
so careless
to forget about the Patreon? If y'all want to see live podcasts, just want to let y'all know we do record all the podcasts at least a month and a half to 2 months ahead of time. So if you want to be there and not be square, make sure you join the Patreon for the low price of three of them things. That's a dollar for you, a dollar for you, a dollar for me. What else?
The Patreon helps us. By you supporting the Patreon, it helps us to be able to bring you more content, higher quality content, because we just going to keep getting better from here, y'all. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then we can
exclusive
go.
Content.
Oh, yeah, exclusive behind the scenes.
The rice is done.
That's coming.
That's coming soon.
Well, that's actually here.
Wait, yeah,
that's
it's here.
Now.
Yeah, it is. The food review show. Who made this?
Yes, sir.
It's a cooking competition in the works.
Word.
It's just between us. We're not including any outsiders yet.
Yeah, we start with us. We'll let y'all know about other people being a part of it. But like you asked, how are we?
I'm good.
I'm good too. I plan on, doing a little cleaning today. That's just where my mind and my spirit is at, so that's what I'm gonna do. But I'm good. How are you?
Two thumbs up.
I went on a walk this morning.
I was about to say, for the people who aren't watching and just listening, what do
you? I went on a walk. I went on a walk this morning. I'm good. I mean, pardon me. I went on a walk this rising.
Oh, man. Here we go.
I'm amazing. I woke up this rising.
Now we know he's really here.
I rose this rising.
But who are we talking about today?
Today, it's beautiful that I said I changed morning to rising. Because right now we're talking about self-talk, the importance of self-talk, the power in self-talk. How do you speak to yourself, king and queen?
I feel like, backtracking a little bit, self-talk, I mean, is what it is. It's you talking to yourself. I feel like I found the value or new value in my self-talk and talking positively to myself, I would say maybe like 5 years ago. I try to be very careful about the things that I'm saying to myself, because I used to talk to myself crazy, I realized. But yeah, what about y'all? I don't want to go on a tangent yet.
I learned about self-talk from a goddess I met through a mutual. Shout out to Dr. P. The first person that ever told me, got me to realize the importance of self-talk, how you speak to yourself, plays a part in everything else. Shout out to you, goddess.
Shout out to Dr. P.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. P.
I text you, you ain't text me back. You ain't leave me on red, though. I know you ain't leave me on red, but you just ain't text me back.
Damani, how about you?
I realize the importance of self-talk. I can't pinpoint a specific time. I just know it might have been right before we moved, but just knowing how aggressively I was talking to myself, I was like, wow, that's okay.
Hey, yo, Damani.
Well, I wasn't bargaining myself.
I was about to say, that's exactly how his inner monologue
That's how y'all think my inner monologue sound like, the DMX yelling at me. I was like, what you doing, my dude? What you doing? But nah. It wasn't like that, but I had to notice what I was saying to myself repeatedly, like the things that I would just constantly just like let slip out, or anything that was a reoccurring thought. Part of me, these words is struggling to come out. I'm trying to think and talk at the same time. It's hard to do. But yeah, I think just changing the way I spoke to myself changed the way I spoke to other people, and yeah, it just made me feel better about myself. Because I mean, if I'm gonna listen to anybody, it's like if I'm listening to myself say some wild stuff in my head all day, it's probably not gonna be the best for my livelihood.
I didn't notice until you just said it, but yeah, the way I talk to myself changed how I talk to other people. Like I became more aware of what I was saying to other people as I became more aware of what I was saying to myself. And like, I'm sorry, there's a comment and I want to redo it. But it's too far.
I have full confidence in Shakoya. And when whoa, hold on.
When the cooking show comes, let's go, because you already know.
Who you think taught her how to cook? Big bro.
My mom.
That's big crazy. Bro.
My mother.
That's my crazy. Mother. That's cool.
Keep your phones in your, like, pull up the video on your phone so you could look at the comments and stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna win the cooking competition. Already know. It's coming soon, y'all. Y'all gonna see all my wins.
You know, my last talk was about we in a world full of haters.
Nah, but
it's gonna be fun though.
Going back to the topic though, I did realize that as I was noticing what I said to myself, like as I started shifting how I talked to myself, I definitely started shifting how I spoke to other people, because it's like, granted, I wasn't necessarily feeling some type of way as much. Of course I was actually feeling some type of way, but I didn't think, because I'm like, this is how we talk. So like, yeah, if I want to tell myself to shut up, tell myself to shut up, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, nah, like I am a person. Like, even if I am harder on myself than other people, I need to be kind to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which in turn helped me to be more kind to other people. But I didn't notice that until you just said it. Because I'm like, oh, that's why, like, I have a more positive disposition as well. And how you be saying we have patience when it comes to certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
A part of that is me learning to have patience with myself and learning to be kind with myself. So it's like, I'm not just going to, I guess, jump off the ledge and be rude to somebody else, because I don't want you to be rude to me, because then we're going to have to go back and forth at that point, and it's just too much.
Yeah. I mean, I still be having every once in a while, ooh, pardon me, mucus. Good God.
It's throat chakra.
But I still be, there still is times where I'll be like, hey, I'll be having to tell myself shut up, but it's only when the thoughts begin to, now I try to be like, hey, can you work with me please, because this is getting loud.
Yeah,
just chill, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, not telling yourself like shut up and all that other stuff is definitely makes a difference. Yeah.
I think I talk to myself very well now compared to how I used to, like even how I used to be like, I look homeless. I don't say that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cook after the pop.
My stomach growled.
That's crazy. I was like, what?
My stomach. I thought it was quiet.
It'd be like, I look homeless. And then I was really like, looking bad. But I wasn't even looking bad. I just had to, I've got clippers.
Yeah.
just shape up. Care for myself more, better. Like, whatever I want. And also with that, with talking to yourself better and not worrying about whatever. I had a lot more money than I thought I had.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been thinking about if I have enough for, I just looked and I was like, oh wow, did somebody send me money? But yeah, I feel like self-talk and worrying go hand in hand, or not worrying. Mm-hmm. So the better I talk to myself, this is just a theory I have, the better I talk to myself and feel about myself and take care of myself, mm-hmm. the less I worry about
everything else.
Yeah. Because I feel better.
Yeah.
Julia asks, when you say talking to yourself, do you mean like through meditation?
I don't count it as meditation. It's just like the thoughts.
Just like when your inner monologue is just like there. So like if you are looking in the mirror and, or even not even just your inner monologue, the stuff that you say out loud to yourself. So like if you're looking in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm ugly. Like I used to do that when I was in college. Like, I used to be looking at myself and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so ugly. Like, and he would have to be like, stop saying that. Like, he would get on me about that. But it's like, just stuff like that. So, like, whether it be you talking out loud to yourself, it could be you just sitting there, your thoughts to yourself, whatever conversation you might be having in your head. I know some people don't have inner monologues these days. I don't think that's true.
That's another conversation.
I don't know about that.
You don't think it's true that somebody know
it? Don't hear nothing.
I think it's true.
If you ask me,
I mean, but
they gotta be a bot if you don't got an inner monologue.
I mean, I can't speak for those people because I'm an avid talker in my head. But I mean, if you're not a talker in your head, maybe that's not how you operate. Maybe it's so just images. Maybe
if you do something and it's like, man, I'm wild. Like that's a form of self.
But maybe it's not a feeling. Like maybe it's just all feeling.
So you're saying it's still probably some type of communication. It just may not be like an inner monologue.
It's not words. It's just like, ooh, like you feel bad, but like, I don't like how that felt.
Yeah.
So when you say, you don't think about anything, you just say,
We gotta find somebody who don't have an inner monologue.
I be talking too much.
You were supposed to have that conversation with Sharon.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's still in the notes.
Yeah. It is.
Sharon, inner monologue.
So basically that's the self-talk that we're talking about. But going to what you said, and then I'm gonna jump back to that. About it being a feeling and maybe not being words, that makes sense how some people's meditation is different. Like, I see visions a lot of times. Sometimes I hear stuff, but like, I mostly see like images. You hear and see words, right?
Right now, my mind is moving. Can't even lie to you. I don't typically see images. The only time I see images is if I'm actively practicing, like imagining something. Mm. Most of the time, if I'm just sitting there, I don't typically see stuff.
I'll be seeing colors. There was one point I knew I was getting to a great space in the meditation when I would see myself. Everything was black. I was just all white. And I would run past, and I'd jump into a hole. Like, not a hole. Like Mario, when he jumped into when
the
he,
little pipe.
I promise you, every time. Now, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Nah, the most I've ever had was when I was meditating. When I really got into it, I can see and feel myself like rising, like out of my body. So I'm looking down at the top of my head, and it's like, I just keep going. I'm like, now I'm at the top of my house, and it's like I can still see myself. So that's probably as far as I've got.
She said, now she want to play Super Mario.
Oh man, for me, like, okay, so the very first time I meditated, it was like I saw a lot of colors, but like it felt like I was in a cartoon movie.
Yeah,
like I was the main character in a cartoon movie, and I was running, and like it was just like I was in a series of transitioning scenes. So like as I went through one door, then I would be somewhere else, and then like I wound up like falling somewhere. It was kind of like that. But it was cool and I felt safe. It was I wish I could do that and just end up in Hawaii. But like I felt safe, so it was like cool. And then so after the first time I meditated, when I opened my eyes, everything, like, I could see colors so much more vividly. Like, it felt like I was seeing in HD. And then I levitated before. Well, I didn't levitate. I literally got up out of my body. This is a totally different time. Got up. This is my outer body experience. Got out of my body and I went to the fridge to see if there was any food.
There wasn't nothing in there.
It was not nothing in there, but it was crazy because like after I finished meditating, I got up to be like, did I really just look in the fridge? And everything that I saw, it was actually in the fridge, but nothing to make a sandwich though.
I had an outer body experience once. I don't really remember. I didn't really do anything. I feel like alarm went off or Nova barked or something. Like, I was outside my body. That's it. And I saw my apartment on the south side. I saw it. And I saw me. I was in my bed. Mm. But, yeah, the craziest experience that I had, not even crazy, but I actually want to experience it again. It was when I was reading.
Asking is giving.
Yeah.
I know where you were going.
It was talking about a Ouija board. So in my dream, I saw a Ouija board, and it went to the letter K, I think. And Nova was sleeping on my legs, right? During this whole experience, Nova was not on my legs, on my bed at all. She was nowhere to be found. And I'm like, wow, I'm getting scared. Like, I don't know what's going on. And I like I wake up, but I'm not awake yet. Mm-hmm. So I see the Ouija board and then go to K. And then I was like, I'm not ready. I can't do this. And I wake up and I went back to sleep. But I do think I'm ready to experience it now. I just want to see.
I'm playing with them Ouija boards.
Me either. That's why I woke up. He said, K. I said, King.
K, I'm out of here.
K is for King.
I don't do them Ouija boards. But going back to the actual topic.
Self-talk.
Yeah, so self-talk is different. I forgot what I was actually about to say.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Because I definitely said I was going to jump to what you said and then jump back.
Self-talk, meditation. That's how we got to meditation. Self-talk. Self-talk is very important.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that because you were saying when you started learning more about like self-talk. It was when I quit my job at TV. And like that year, that's when I made like a positivity wall and stuff like that, because I was watching that's when I started watching King Ashley Ann and her videos and stuff about like business and stuff like that. And like the first set of videos that I saw from her, it was her just doing a random series on mindset, because she was saying like mindset is the first thing. So then that's when I started really thinking about like my mindset on everything, and I realized how negative I was. How negative my outlook was on a lot of things. And then from there, I just was like, well, now I need to surround myself with some positivity. So I just like created the positivity that I needed to see. And then, I think that was also like that. Well, yeah, that was the start of my self-work journey, but also like just positivity in general.
Yeah. I was going to say, I had to even check some of the times where I'd be like, oh, that's stupid. Like, I'll do something like, that's stupid. That was dumb. That was blah, blah. Just because, like, it all adds up. Like, it all makes a difference, even if it's, like, small.
Yeah.
Or just be like, just got to make sure I check myself. Check myself before you wreck yourself. But, yeah.
Yeah, I talk to myself well. I feel like it's going well. I'm just waiting. I don't know what I'm waiting for, but J2 said, I don't want to say the whole name. I don't like people calling out my government. She said the last out-of-body experience she had was in her sleep. She was waking up feeling like somebody was watching her, and she looked out the window and looked toward the window and saw somebody without a face. Oh. That made me think of
Slender Man. Sorry.
Everything of Avatar. The Last Airbender.
The face stealer?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Face stealer. Yep. Oh, that's scary.
And she said she woke up not knowing if she was awake.
That's scary.
I can understand if you didn't go back after that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just like I had enough of these out-of-body experiences.
Yeah, I would be terrified.
Mm-hmm. What if we lived in a world where nobody had a face?
I wouldn't want to do that. That's weird.
But I mean, it wouldn't be weird if like that was just life.
How would you look at anything if nobody had a face?
Telepathy.
How would you eat?
We don't need it.
What if we saw through our fingers?
Or we ate through our hands.
Ew.
Like we had a mouth on our hand and it was like.
Ew.
That's like a, that's a whole thing in Jujutsu Kaisen. Never mind.
Yeah. I be knowing.
He don't, that's, okay.
Yeah, it's just all right.
He don't, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. I wouldn't want to live in a world like that.
But, like, what if, like, in order to see, we had to go like this?
I think somebody on Harry Potter was like that.
Oh, for real?
I ain't watched Harry Potter. Eyes in his hands. I think.
Word. As long as it ain't something where you gotta touch somebody to see them, I would want everybody touching me to go. See.
They don't got no face, so you can't even see with them.
I wouldn't want everybody touching me. Strangers being like, huh. Say, like, don't touch me.
Nah. Would that make us more intuitive?
Maybe.
It would have to be.
Where do we hear from? I guess our ears could still be on the side of our head.
You ain't got a face.
How do we decide who's attractive?
The energy.
Oh, we can read people's auras.
The blue rays.
Oh, man. That's interesting, though. Yeah, that would be weird. That would be very weird.
So how would your self-talk be if you ain't had no face?
I probably wouldn't say anything about my appearance.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, yo, your vibe is infectious, Kim.
Your vibe is infectious.
That's it. You're like, ooh, all right, I like your energy.
No, I'm like,
you gonna kill him with this one. Oh, man.
But at that point, like, okay, do we still care about, like, clothes and, like, do we care about image at that point?
I mean, everything would be a feel. Like, even if you're throwing on clothes, how does this feel to my body?
Mm.
I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. I feel like that's how it should be. But J2 said, communicating would be much more difficult, that's for sure. Not like many know how to communicate as it is.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like it'll be easier because we can't see anything. I feel like you can't see. It may be less distracting. If nobody has a face, I feel like it's easy. We'll be communicating differently off of... Wait, if we don't have a face, do we got a mouth?
That's what... You said the mouth was on the head.
That's what
you
said.
So we talking and looking like...
What's up? I feel like
it's an energy thing first. So then I feel like communication will be easier because it is a vibe thing.
In theory, it probably should be, but I don't know, because there's a lot of communication that you get from seeing people. Like, there's stuff that you don't even have to say nothing, but if I look at you, it'll be like, hold on, you communicated because I saw something.
That's because we use our eyes so much, but if you're not used to using your eyes, like Ray Charles, the movie.
I mean, I can't guarantee that he was a better communicator. He couldn't see.
He was not a good communicator either. Yeah, he was trying to figure out if the girl was pretty or not. Yeah. Actually, if she was skinny or not, for real.
But it's like, I don't know if it necessarily would definitely make, in theory, it should make us better communicators or more in tune with, like, our natural frequency or whatever. But can't say for certain. Can't see you. We can't even look at each other and be like, hey, you see what just happened?
Hey, there ain't no, you feel that?
Oh, what if at that point you had to communicate with your energy? Like, you had to learn how to use your energy in your vibe, your aura to communicate with the other people.
That's facial expressions though. How would that work without a face?
It gotta be energy. Yeah, like, it would have to be, because if...
Or we could taste it. You taste that?
If the, like, let's say the eyes were on the fingers, like, I don't even know if you're looking at the same time that I'm looking. Because if I go like this and then...
Yeah, I mean, I was assuming we just didn't have eyes. I wouldn't... just no eyes.
I want to see still.
You see with your energy, like, toss. She felt the vibrations.
Through her toes.
She poked her toes through the shirt.
Well, yeah, that would be different. I don't know. I think we would learn how to actually use our energy to communicate with other people. And, I mean, we would have to use vibrations at that point. Yeah. I think talking would be weird.
I feel like we
talking would be weird now. I'd be like, is it me?
Well, now you had to pay attention to, like, a lot more of the inflections. And I mean, granted, people have to do that now, but if you're, like, a monotone, like, you have to pay attention to the energy and
the inflections.
The inflections.
Will we even be texting at that point?
Texting? What would we text? We can't see.
Will we text through Braille?
What would be the point of texting?
Telepathy.
Oh, you can't read the text message when it comes in.
Ring. Well,
you taste that?
Like, what?
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think self-talk would be different, though. I don't know if it would be different in a good way or a bad way, though.
I feel like it would be energy-based. So, like, how we typically look at appearance first. We experience stuff through our eyes first. I feel like we will experience stuff based off energy first.
So then, like,
so how does this make me feel type of thing?
So then, like, negative self-talk would be like, your energy bad. Your energy always bad? That would be it?
I think so.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, what would it be like if we just couldn't see ourselves?
Unless you ask Siri to read the message.
That would work.
Everybody would be reading their messages out loud. That would be annoying. That could get some people caught up.
Word.
That's messy.
Look at where your mind went.
I'm just saying.
That's messy.
People be gossiping, so...
You see, never mind.
Exactly.
So you heard what's the name said?
And then everything is a voice note. So it's like,
her energy bad.
But then you can't see the sunset. You just gotta feel the
sun rays.
I was writing about this morning. Gates. I was like, and this is about to sound a little bit random. I guess I'm not supposed to talk about all the enemies. Okay, so I was like, the sun is meant to be experienced, right? What I came up with was that the sun is meant to be experienced, like physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. And I was just like, I don't know, this is random. It has nothing to do with self-talk, but I was like, did God put, like, cause I feel like the sun is brighter than it actually appears to be. And I was like, what if the ozone layer is like sunglasses for us? Or like blue light, UV ray glasses and stuff like that. So like we can actually experience the sun. And like what if you put an extra layer in our eye so we can like experience the sun without, you know, losing our eyesight for real.
You know, some say that's melanin.
In the eyeball. I'm talking about.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. God be doing some stuff.
I agree that the sun is supposed to be experienced. That's why it's good to actually be in the sun.
Yeah,
like you get energy. Well, I used to hate being in the sun. I love the sun, but just the heat that came with it. I'm like, ayo, it's hot. It's scorching. Well, I actually like enjoy being out there. My water worked. If I get too hot, come take a warm. I'm not there at the cold shower. But I'm gonna take a warm shower.
Yeah.
Cool off a little bit. AC work.
Yeah.
I got a fan. Like if I get too hot. And I don't really care about if I get darker. Like before, like when I was little, I was like, I don't want to be
No. I be sun-kissed. I be like, listen.
Now I'm going to have an even tan because I'm coming out the shirt this year. I say that every year. This is the year.
This is my year.
I'm with my woman. Coming out the shirt. But have an even tan. Mm-hmm. You know?
How do you think this would go through social media unless we no longer would have the use for social media?
I don't think it would really be a use for it. I feel like it would be some type of different type of technology. Yeah, social media would be completely different.
Because social media right now is all visual.
Yeah.
Like, if we did have social media, what I think would be hard because of, like we said with the text message thing. It's like, if we did have social media, I feel like it would have to be...
Oh, like a way to broadcast vibes?
Yes. I was about to say Vibestagram.
Vibestagram. Yeah, like, cool. You would have to broadcast, like, your vibe and stuff like that. So I think it might wind up being more like a MySpace type of situation where it's like you literally created your own space, but it would have to be for vibes because you can't see anything.
I think it would be more of like a radio wave type of thing. Like... I don't know how you like would capture that or put that into anything. It's just like a
radio station.
Like a radio station. Go to somebody's page out here. I don't know. I feel like that would be. I feel like they would figure something out. And it might be more like virtual reality type of thing. So like you could.
Yeah.
Be in the same room with the people so you can feel their energy from a distance. Or
put a chip in their head. That's what they doing now, allegedly.
Okay.
Word.
Oh, man. I was practicing that in my head so many times.
You laugh?
No. The,
oh. I was like, okay.
Took me years to cultivate this life.
Thing. But yeah, I think it'll be, I don't even know. That would be, would we even want social media? Because I have to experience you physically a lot of times, more so than anything. If we don't have faces and like we can't see. So like, would social media even be something that would be fun? It'd probably be more meetup type of stuff. But
how are we going to, oh.
Yeah.
Morse code.
Somebody put out the call.
I think it might be something like that. So like the energy would be like an invitation to come to like a party or something like that.
And I mean, it would kind of be like when you were younger because you can't experience everybody. You have to experience the people who are close to you. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you want to experience new people, you have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
As opposed to like meeting people across the globe.
This is a side note. We got to start the coffee shops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I had an idea about that.
What's the idea?
We'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. It's going to take us way too far off topic. We're already off topic. Off topic.
Thanks a lot, J2.
But yeah, I think that would be... I don't know. I think, yeah, it would have to be just like an invitation type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that then you can vibe out in person. But it's, I feel like social media would be kind of... obsolete in the way that it is
it wouldn't be running the same way. That's what I was going to ask. You can kind of answer it regardless, but I was going to say, how would you, do you think the self-talk would be different if you couldn't see yourself? Like if you were never able to see yourself, would you talk to yourself differently? Because the only way you would be able to know what you look like would be through the lens of everybody else. So do you think you would talk to yourself differently?
Now? No. Previously, yeah.
I feel like originally, yes. Just because, like, some of myself.
You ain't got to shut up, Julie. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, keep talking.
Yeah,
you helping us.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have never made it here.
Right. Now we thinking.
Let's pop.
But I think in the past, because some of my... I don't know, because societal stereotypes would be different, right? So if the stereotype is now about your vibe and not about your looks, like then yes, technically, yeah, the self-talk would be different. I don't know if it would be more, I would hope that it would be more of a positive thing, but...
But for some people, sorry to cut you off, some people who energy is bad or they got bad personality type of thing, I feel like the self-talk will be different because they're perceived a lot differently. Because the first impression
is
personality or energy vibe.
But then it's like, I think sometimes some people's personalities will be different. Because some people's personality, they build it based off of, like, how they look or how they're perceived by the world. Like, image is a huge thing that we go off of in our society today. So it's like, all right, well, you take away the looks, take away the visuals. So who are you at that point? Like, what... If you even look at, like, the Kardashians, like, if we couldn't see them, I don't know that anybody would care. So, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know. I think everything would shift at that point because the societal norms would be different. So what might be deemed as like a, I'm not going to say a bad personality, but like a more disagreeable or unpopular personality, they might not even be that same person at that point, I feel like.
My mom went somewhere totally different. My mom was like, how do you roast somebody? It's like, you feel like you got a flat face.
You feel like you don't got no face.
That would be funny.
Yeah, just roasting people like that.
Oh, man, that would actually be hilarious. Even roasting would be different, though. Like,
yeah, energy bad. Look at you.
And then when you say, look at you, I can't even see you. So... I don't know. I think everything would kind of shift. So I feel like your self-talk, it would definitely be different, but I don't know if it would be like, I don't know what it would be like, because I've seen going from, oh, I'm ugly, to, oh, I'm beautiful. I haven't seen going from your energy bad to you got the most magnificent energy in the world. Like, I don't know what that looks like.
I think it looks like healing.
It does look like healing, but in a society where looks aren't even a thing, can't even say they don't matter. They're not a thing. Then if the vibe and the energy is the thing that we look to first, then like, what is the popular vibe?
The good one. Let's skip to the good
part. And would people be more true to themselves if it was all based off of just your energy rather than...
I would hope so. I would think so, but I mean, you never know.
I would hope so, but I think it'll be the same. It would just be like, whatever energy people gravitate to the most, that's what people will try to emulate the most.
Mm. It's going to be like that episode of The Fairly Odd Parents when everybody was a great blob. They were like, we're all great, but yeah, you're not the greatest. Like, you know, like that's just, I think some of that is just kind of like society. We're just used to being like a parent. And then you might have people that may be jealous because people are attracted to somebody else's energy. And it's like, now your energy even worse.
Because now, that's a thing now. So like, imagine if that was the only thing to worry about. Like, because when it comes to looks, there's a lot of different factors. So, like, you have face, you have, like, your body image, you have, like, your feet. Like, it's multiple parts of your body. It's multiple parts of your body to look at. Like, some people look at their hands and they hate their hands. But, like,
if it's just... I look at people's hands.
You do.
You can tell a lot about somebody by their hands. I can.
What my hands say... I've been working
Divine
on.
Feminine.
Oh my gosh.
Got young hands.
Or I got little hands. I was watching my video and I did this. And I was like, you can't even cover your heart.
I wouldn't say your hands are little.
You do not have little hands.
I do.
Your hands fit your body.
Yeah. Pause.
Oh, never mind.
What was you about to say?
Nah, I was going to say, there has paws, but... I don't know if you like that.
I'm going to cut that out. But yeah. What would you say?
Well, the thing is, today a person could be the most beautiful person in the world, but if that person's vibe is negative, are they really still attractive? You know, it's from the inside out.
Yeah.
Living inside out.
It should be that way. But I was going to say, I don't think most people, I think some people can ignore bad energy if people look a certain way.
But I think it's only to a certain extent. So, like, you could deal with it up until a certain point. Now it's like, I feel like people get, I feel like that's how people get stuck or trapped in situations, because they ignore the get, like.
I feel like it depends on the person, though. Because some people, they don't care how bad your energy is if you look good. And you could say to a certain extent, but that might be just who they are to the core.
She got to be my peace and be for me, because that's.
So it's like, some people would be like, okay, now you're driving me crazy. But some people would be like, imagine, think about the people who just want like a trophy wife or a trophy husband. Like, they don't, they're just like, I just need you to stay here and look cute. Like, I don't care about your personality. I don't care about all the other things. And half the time, a lot of times, like, well, not a lot of times, but half the time, if we're looking at like relationships and stuff like that, you don't spend most of your time with your significant other a lot of times. So it's like, yeah, a lot of relationships are like that. Because people go to work for 8 hours in a relationship. So like, you're at work and stuff like that, and you come back to this person, and it's like, I can deal with you for the, let's say, 3 hours that I'm awake, and then I'm going to sleep, and then I'm going back to work. So that's what happened with like the pandemic. A lot of people wound up breaking up because now I'm stuck with you all day. Like, we're here together all day. So now I'm learning your personality because I can't ignore it anymore. So it's like, it depends. I feel like it really depends on the person.
And I mean, of course, the running joke is that the people who are super attractive don't be having personalities. And that's one of the running jokes.
Yeah, that's what they be saying. But
it's not always true.
It's not always true, yeah. But there are a lot of people with that. Most of their interactions are based off of how they look. Mm-hmm. And so because it's based off how they look, it's not based off of their energy. It's like, oh, people just like looking at them.
Yeah. So it's like, with that, I believe you attract who you are.
Yeah.
So if whoever you with don't got no personality, 9 times out of 10, you don't got no personality either.
Yeah.
I would say either you don't have a personality, or you don't value your own personality. Because I think you also attract what you like. Either I think you attract what you are, or what you want,
or what you think you are.
Yeah. So if you feel like, oh, my personality isn't that great, you can also attract somebody whose personality is not that great. You can also attract somebody whose personality is way bigger than yours, just because you that's something that you want in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just depends. But
yeah, it's situational.
Yeah, but I think if we were going just off of vibes, things would be a lot different.
It would be. I just wonder what it would look like as far as, like, I know vibes would be, like, the priority, but it's, like, what does the self-talk look like at that point? Like, do I...
Your energy is amazing.
Would negative self-talk even be a thing? Like...
I think so.
You think so?
When do you guys feel like your negative self-talk started for you? I know you guys said when it ended, but do you have... what point were you remember it started?
Probably when I got a baldy and my family used to slap me inside my head. Trauma.
I would probably say maybe like around puberty. Like, yeah, probably around puberty, because like I didn't, at that point, I didn't know what was going on with my body. I hit a growth spurt. It was a lot happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's when mine probably started. Because then at that point, you're looking at other people, like, you know, like looking at either be older people, people you see on TV, or people around you, like, just kind of like, oh, I wish I looked like that, or like, I want to look like that, or not even like have their face, but just like, oh, I like their style, but I don't know, I feel awkward, like, I don't know how to do that for me, type of thing. So probably around puberty, and then
I think mine might have been when we moved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or probably before we moved. Yeah.
It's young.
It is young. Trauma.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I was a very positive child. So like, I don't, and even when we moved, I was sad, but it wasn't like a negative self-talk towards me. It was just like, dang, I left all my friends.
I just didn't think I was like, I didn't think I was as cool as everybody else or good enough, better than I actually was.
Yeah.
I had inferior, whatever the word is.
Complex?
Yeah.
Inferiority complex. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For me, I would say it was probably around the same like maybe like middles, not even middle school, maybe a little bit earlier, like maybe when I moved,
like fifth grade.
Yeah,
fourth, fifth grade around there.
Actually,
and then my teacher was trying to kick me out of third grade. I remember that.
I was gonna say third grade was the time for me.
I remember that she was trying to kick me out. I'm like, my friends is in here. My friends are here. Man, I gotta make new friends.
Yeah. Mine was third grade. I remember the teacher, Miss Simpson.
I remember the teacher too, Miss Wimmer.
Woo, man. Before that, I was chilling. I'm vibing. And it was like, she was demanding a certain level of, I don't know if it was, I guess it would be excellence, but like, I'm in third grade. What you want me to do? But she used to send people home crying all the time. I was like, yo, it's not even that deep. But I think that was one of the first times that I was able to, I guess, start thinking about myself negatively. Like, all right, this isn't working. I can't.
It might have started for me.
Smile and dance my way through this.
I couldn't spell the word the. That's my earliest.
T-H-E.
I didn't know how to spell T-H-E, like the. I didn't know how to spell it. That was one of the most difficult words for me to spell. That was my earliest,
Take your time, Pastor.
Ain't nobody praying for me.
You're not in third grade anymore. It's okay, you got this.
I don't even know what grade it was. I know I was in Jersey though. It's spelling tests every week. That was my earliest memory of me.
Let him cook.
I thought he had it that time. Okay,
I feel like Kevin was there. All right. The word the, it used to trip me up all the time. See, I'm getting flustered just thinking about it. Now I got to use the bigger word just to show everyone that I do have the vernacular. One who knows how to spell the word the. But I don't know what grade it was, but I know I was in Jersey. We had spelling tests every week. I love to spell, but I couldn't spell the. And that was my earliest memory of me.
Here we go.
We got it.
Feeling like I was like saying I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Like that's the easiest word. It's three letters.
It is, but it's also like when you're learning how to spell. Learning how to spell is not easy.
Not, but the. I was spelling shadow. I could spell my name.
You know, I guess if you're trying to sound the,
it's not
like a T, like sound it out. I don't.
Because when they say TH, like you think, because it's like first. Fifth.
Take your time, Pastor.
Fifth, sixth. Oh, wait, that's T. Fifth. Fourth, it's just like a so then when you get to the, it's like much harder. So it's like, I don't know.
They too said, hey, I had a hard time with lowercase and uppercase P when I was younger. Miss Carter would always point it out and make me feel bad. It always be the teachers that be pointing
it
out.
Do.
And you know, I was thinking my favorite teachers that I ever had. We gonna cook, guys.
It's all right.
My favorite teachers I ever, they broke bread. We used to eat together. They had snacks.
Yeah. I wish the teacher would have came to you like on the side, like, hey,
okay, we're gonna, you're not spelling this right. You know, we're gonna give you a little bit of time.
They pass and everything else. Yeah, it'd be like in front of everybody. Now it's like, you didn't spell that right. Look how he spelled that.
What? Whoa, hold on.
It's also a thing where it's like, if you can see that I can spell these more complex words, but I can't spell this, then give me some grace and actually work with me on this. Because, like, clearly it's something that's not clicking about this specific word. But I got the long words. So, like, I'm not a bad student. Let's work together to figure out how I can get this down. and I couldn't actually memorize it. But at least work with me to figure out, okay, like there's something that's not clicking here. What can we do to help you to actually understand why it's spelled like this?
Understand, overstand.
Stand and saying. Come on. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like I did very good in school as a little, I mean, my whole life.
Jit.
Huh? As a what?
Jit.
A jit?
Jit, yeah, like a young jitter.
Young whippersnapper.
Is that what the kids say today?
Smolder.
Oh, okay. I'm not from there. but yeah, I feel like I did really good in school. So like my, I guess, negative self-talk didn't come from an educational standpoint. It was more from like a, how do I fit into the world when I recognize that I don't think like the rest of the people that I encounter type of thing.
See, that's, sorry, I just.
What happened?
She said, now I'm having an English final flashback. My teacher was going through the answers and he pointed me out and said, I was so disappointed in you. Like they be making a spectacle. Like, why do y'all be doing that?
Because she left the question unanswered.
What?
You got the audacity.
Yeah, but I think it's like it's a combination of like you're making a mistake and then all of a sudden now your mistakes are public and now it's like, I think that might be like the first time that we're like, at least from how I'm understanding it now, first time that like you're getting publicly
embarrassed.
Yeah, so it's like how you deal with being publicly embarrassed. Oh, definitely, at least for me, definitely affected my self-talk because it's like, ah, dang, people can see me messing up. Like, it's not like I'm just messing up and you just pulling me to the side. Hey, just go keep working on this. Go keep blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah. Oh, you, like, this, he clearly has a hard time with, whoa, hold on. I'm five.
Is everything okay?
You lucky I can't swing on you, but right. I'm five. Like, but yeah, I think it definitely... For me, in hindsight, now that we're having this conversation, I think it made a huge difference in how I... Because I think at the time when you're that young, the only thing you have is how you feel. And it's like, you have no context.
You barely got a face. It's all feeling, all vibes.
It's literally like that. And it's like, you don't have any context for nothing. So it's like, especially if it's the first time you're trying to do stuff and people, they make you feel bad, now you're connecting... this feeling with this experience. So every time you have to say something, spell something in front of somebody, read it out loud in front of somebody, now you're like, your body like, ooh, I remember exactly how this felt. That was a strong feeling. Don't do that again.
Right. Reading out loud in class, I could read, but I'm like, ooh, nervous.
I was terrified.
I'm surprised I'm reading the comments. So
I feel like, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, she said, the day of the final, I was exhausted in my last day. First, ain't no way I'm taking the final on my last day.
I hate that. I hate when they have a final on the last day. Like, just let me chill today. Yeah,
this is the day where everybody brings snacks.
Yes.
Everybody saying, all right, yearbook signing, sign my shirt. We having a great day. I'm not doing no type of work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me relax.
So we made it this one. Yeah. Yeah, she already had an A through the whole semester. So, I'm like, hey, I leave one question unanswered. I'm still getting an A.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird system that we have. But then it's also like, did your teachers treat you like this? Like, is that why you're doing this? Because I'm six.
But then up now, it's like... this doesn't excuse anything, but... teachers be having lives too, like they still people. I never realized that or understood that until I was an adult, and I'm like, oh wow, like I know people that's teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is what my teacher used to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that when I was younger either, and even when I saw one of my teachers outside of school, I was scared because I was very confused as to why.
Like, why are you outside the walls that I'm
yeah.
What if this doesn't make sense?
And it was weird because...
what is happening?
Like, I saw her from a very far distance, and I thought it was Grandma at first. So I'm like, oh, Grandma's here. And then she got closer, and I'm like... That ain't Grandma.
And it's like, especially if you have the negative experience with the teacher, it's like, you only relating the trauma... Yeah. Normally you relating the trauma to the building. Now it's like what are you doing at my favorite pizza place?
Right.
And then at the pizza place they like, oh, hey, Shakoya, hey,
they so nice. Yeah,
this is weird.
You know, they're saying that when I was taking the final.
I will be honest, this teacher that I saw was one that I really liked. I was just very freaked out at the fact that she wasn't at school. And like, why are you here? I'm shopping with my mom. What's going on? Like, I was just very confused. But yeah, once I got older, I realized, oh, y'all do have lives outside of school. But I think I realized that in high school because Coach Baker was working two jobs.
Wow.
Three, if you count being a coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. And then I had a substitute when I was in school. But basically, they came and they were the substitute while my teacher was pregnant. I'm not even going to get into the fact that teachers was pregnant.
Right.
We're not even going to get to that one. But,
you're supposed to be, you're an angel. It's like, from God.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're pregnant. Okay, cool. You about to be gone for months. But like, I had a teacher who was a substitute there. She was like, she was a lot closer to our age. But I'm not thinking like she would be my age, my age now, teaching me at that age. And it's like, it's just such a weird thought process. Like, because I'm thinking about me like now, like, just getting your life together. Like, I'm not thinking my teachers getting their life together. I'm thinking you teaching me because you got your life together.
Right.
Like, it's not.
Teaching is your life.
Yeah, right. this is what you do. So.
Yeah.
You're an angel. You're sent from God.
Teach me. I don't know nothing. Where's your bib? Come on. Give me something.
But also, like, when we would. I know when I would hear of, like, a teacher being in their 20s, I'd be like, you old. Like, because I'm thinking that that's so old, and now I'm in my 20s, and I'm like, you were so young. You were so young.
Nah, I don't need it. The young teachers were always my best teachers.
Oh, yeah.
They're closer to being in your grade
than the other.
Right. Yeah. They closer to being kids than they are to being old. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that all the other teachers were old, but they closer to being, that's just what, like, I still remember. Like, we're right now, if we were being teachers, we still remember. Hey, I remember third grade. I remember fifth grade very vividly. Like, if I'm 50, I might not remember third grade, what third grade actually felt like. I might be like, yeah, it was, you know, back in my day, it was
If I was a teacher, my classes would be fun. Like, I'm talking to all the students. Like, when they come into class, hey, everybody give it up. Damani just got in here. Clap it up. You're late. Why you late?
Yes.
That's how it used to be when I was a Girl Scouts troop leader. Uh-huh. Like, I used to try to, like, we not about to be stressing y'all out. Like, let's have fun. But also, I'm an adult, but we cool though. But I'm an adult, though, so you're going.
I ain't one of your little friends.
But also, we cool. We can have regular conversations.
Gotta let that one fly out. Whenever you get, I'm not one of your little friends.
Yeah, not one of your little friends.
I'm one of your big friends.
But exactly. Friends. But we can talk, though. Like, I'm not going to baby you, talk to you like you're five. Like, we're going to have regular conversation. But one thing, I think it really, really hit me that about, like, teachers being closer to our age when... we became friends with Dr. Rivers. When it clicked in my head, that was like, oh, we're friends. Like, you having us over for dinner. We slept at your house.
Yeah, it was weird. We having dinner and I'm like, we just sitting having a conversation. I'm like, wow, this is like adult stuff.
And then
how's the weather?
Yeah. After dinner, we in the living room just chopping it up and stuff. Yeah, like
talking to the kids.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, whoa, hold on, I'm 23. Right. Actually, might have been 22. It was 23. We graduated at
21.
That was 20.
It was right before senior year.
That's crazy.
But we was like, we talking to the kids. We like, oh, you know, let me help you clean up, like that type of stuff. Like, what is happening? Then I was like, how old are they? They're very young.
I ain't never had that type of relationship with my teachers.
Like, yo.
That was the first one. But even with Dr. Horton, he was like our relationship with that, like being actual friends outside of, because I mean, he went to a series of barbecues. So yeah. I'm at a gathering with my actual friends. And it's like, you're here.
Right.
We're having a conversation. This has nothing to do with school.
Nothing at all.
Nothing to do with papers and nothing. It's just, yeah, you know. So what do you think about Bob? Oh, I don't know.
You're asking me my opinion?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Like, or I need some more dope friends.
Word. They're interesting.
I mean, I think you have pretty much.
I don't think you have children. I don't think there's any children.
I don't have any kid friends, but.
But you mean like older than you?
They don't even gotta be older than me. Just more they responsible. They feel adult.
Okay.
Like I get the adult vibes when I. You know why? If I'm like this. I need the adult vibes.
Yeah, like this is like,
if you don't have no face and I don't got no face, I just need to feel the adultness.
You like the mind you were saying earlier, you attract what you want. You know how you kept saying you ain't really want the responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
You was attracting people who didn't have responsibility.
Definitely.
They weren't responsible.
Word. Now the responsible people coming.
Word. So.
Nah, I appreciate y'all.
You gotta be the change you wanna see in the world.
And I am right. The change. That I want to see in the world. That's why I know how to spell the. T-H-E. The change.
The change.
It's different. It's definitely different. I feel like. I'm grateful that I was able to recognize. That my self-talk wasn't good. Because. If I didn't. We'd probably still be at. Back up north. I don't know which state. But I probably would have, because I realized it was a part of me talking myself out of stuff. Like, it was a part of my imposter syndrome.
I still struggle with that, too. Like, whatever you said before, imposter syndrome.
Talking
myself out of stuff.
Yeah.
That was, if everything be going smoothly, mm-hmm. And I was just like, it's too good to be true.
Right. It was like feeding my, like, I guess. Me backtracking on my dreams and just taking chances on things. It was just feeding into that because I'm telling myself like, oh, well, you haven't seen anybody else do this stuff. So what makes you think that you could do it? And then you just start. It's like a spiral effect.
Yeah, I was gonna say mine is more. I still struggle with it, but mine isn't necessarily me saying something negative. It's me feeling something negative. So like it'll be something that it'll be like, oh, yeah, we got a big performance coming up. And then my feeling would be like, I'll have two feelings. I'll be like, dang, I know I should do it. And then the second feeling will be like, I'm nervous. I'm kind of scared. I don't even really want. Maybe I'm not really prepared enough. And then that's where it'll be. And I have to check myself and be like, nah, you're just scared or you're just nervous. That's cool.
That was me at the last one.
Let's do it anyway.
I had to go through that whole talk with myself. Like, you practice. Like, what are you scared for? You definitely practice a lot. You performed these songs before. Performed here before. Only difference is it's a live band. That's the only difference. You know these words. So, it's just a live band. That's it. And you forgot your words during the sound check. But nobody knew. But I knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's fire. That's how I cleaned it up. I was like, oh, that's fire.
Nobody even knew.
But, yeah, they never knew. Go ahead.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's a lot of things though that like if we just keep going or talk to ourselves a little, be kinder to ourselves, that we could take so much more chances on stuff, like enjoy more of life and also just recognize like people are paying attention, but we're in a phase where like nobody's paying that close attention right now. Like
they're watching, but they don't care.
Yeah, yeah, like we can still make whatever mistakes, or we can still just try stuff and just, you know, just have fun with it.
Yeah, she said I talk myself out of stuff all the time. I never acted because I was afraid of making the wrong choices. That's a real thing.
Oh wow! Because
when I tell you. It was like for years, like I stopped myself from doing stuff because I didn't want to make a wrong decision as opposed to just making something. And then like, it's really, now that I realize it, it's really like a 50-50 thing. Like either you made the wrong decision or you made the right decision. Mm-hmm. And then if you made the wrong one, cool. You now know what the right answer is and you can keep it moving. If you made the right one, even better. Now we can make a new decision,
yeah.
You know, but I think, again, going back to school, I think that's all, because it's in school, it's all right and wrong. It's like, you know, I mean, we talked about that before, like, just either you got the right answer or you got the wrong answer. There ain't no, you got the wrong answer in the right way. You got the wrong answer in the wrong way. It was like, nah, you just, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like, That's the gray area. Yeah. Like, everything's not completely black and white. So, even if it's, like, something where you kind of... Well, some things you just got to go all in with. But even if you're just, like, slowly trying to get into it, it's, like, you just got to try it at this point.
They're making it seem like, hey, you're doing your multiplication this way. There's no other way you can do it.
Right.
Like, hold on.
Like, also, don't do nothing, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, some decisions you do need to just be black or white with, like, you know, am I going to sell drugs or am I going to go to school? Like, you need to, I feel like, make those decisions, because some decisions are, it could be detrimental if you do make a particular decision. Mm-hmm. But also, like, you know, if you're kind to yourself, you give yourself the time to actually think through the decision, because we rush ourselves into decisions because we be scared of making the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. So then we'd be like, I'm not gonna do it. Instead of just sitting there and really thinking about, like, do I actually wanna do this? And then going from there.
Yeah, this is the last thing that I'm gonna say, then I'm done talking. But after...
Alrighty, so I'm wrapping it up.
After these string of events, I realized that it'll be in my best interest to actually pinpoint and describe and define exactly what it is I want. Like, every day it's more of a sign that I need to go more in depth. Like, I'll be going in depth, but then it's like, I gotta go one step further in depth and on a grander scale.
Go bigger and go more detailed. More specific.
And go bigger. That's exactly what I've been... That's why I've been talking about making my vision board. Like, that's been the thing that I've been hearing the last 2 weeks. It's just like, every time I think... Because every time I define it, like what I want for myself, I'll see something, I'm like, I didn't define that enough. I need to go on more, and I need to go into depth more. Just because, like, again, I feel like... The universe is gonna give you what you want, but you gotta be specific. You could be like, I want a luxury car. It's like, okay, cool, you about to get a 1997 luxury car. You'd be like, all right, I get it. It's like, nah, I want a luxury blah blah. And it's like, you gotta be very specific, otherwise you're gonna get what you get. Mm-hmm. And you can't really be mad at anybody else because you didn't clarify exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. That's what I've been learning. But, like, even with my vision board, I made it, and I got very specific with a lot of things. But then I realized, even with the time frame, I was like, what do I feel like this is like? When are these goals for? Like, is this just, like, over your whole life goal thing? Mm-hmm. But something in me was like, this is the next 5 years. Like, this is your vision board for the next 5 years. Like, not just for the rest of your life. Like, this is stuff you can do now, so let's do it now.
Yeah, my vision board, I'm still working on it, but it's for the end of this, like, actual year. Mm-hmm. So going into 2024, I'm going to be in a place where I can do all these things. I can get the stuff that's on here. I can get the exact place that I want. I'm not getting it immediately. I don't want it immediately. But I'm going to be in a position where when it's time for me to make the move, I'm not scrambling or trying to figure it out or feeling like I don't have it, because I planned for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely feel that.
She said, see why in school when you answer something wrong, the teacher might give you another chance to try again. In the real world, you don't get that. I feel like it depends on what it is, mm-hmm. if you get another chance or not. In the real world, especially if we talk about the workplace, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. I used to tell everybody all the time, it's just work. Nobody's life is on the line, and I'm not perfect. I'm not here to be perfect. So if I mess up, I can fix what I messed up. But,
Unless you're in a job where somebody's life is on the line.
Yeah, but I've never been in a job where somebody's life is on the line.
Right. So, yeah. But yeah, I think that it does depend on what the situation is, what the thing is, what, like, whatever the... It's situational is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in situations where I've made a decision and it wasn't the outcome didn't come out how I wanted it to be, and I wound up getting another chance later. So that I could kind of not redo or recreate the exact same moment, but it was another opportunity that presented itself for me to act on. So I think it does depend, but there are some decisions where it's like, all right, you just got this one time to make this decision and gotta figure it out. But you also still gotta give yourself the grace to. You gotta give yourself the grace to make the decision, but you also have to trust yourself enough to know that you are going to make the right decision. If you keep feeling like you're gonna make the wrong decision, then you're gonna make the wrong decision for you, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. And I feel like we also gotta prepare for whatever opportunities we feel like comes with whatever life or reality we want to live or experience. So you have to prepare to have a luxury life if you want a luxury life. We have to prepare to have a family if you actually want a family. Mm-hmm. You have to actively prepare for whatever it is that we want. So once those opportunities present themselves, it's not a sense of, I don't know what to do. Even if you feel like I don't know what to do, you can still take that step back and be like, okay, I practiced this. This is just this, this, and this. I didn't know this was going to happen or this was part of it, but 95% of it, I rehearsed this.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I mean, I talked about this last year when we was talking about the random guy that came into the bank and was like, I like my only job is to ask God and then and then get out the way. And then
message.
But it's literally how I'm looking at it now. It's like if you wanted to get like a new desk for your room, right? You probably have to get rid of the old desk so that you can have a space to put it. So if you don't have any space to put it, like even when you get it, it's just gonna take up space. So it's like you have to make room for whatever it is, and that's part of the getting out the way. It's like, all right, let me move this desk so that I have room for the new desk. Because otherwise, when I get the new desk, I'm just gonna be like, I kind of want to hold on to this old one. But I have this new one, and I'm trying to build this in the middle of the space, and it's like you don't have enough room to do both.
Right.
So like just making sure, like, all right, I'm clear. I have to clear so that I have room to do the next thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Even with us moving down here, like, I just started packing. Like, I didn't know when we was moving, but I started packing. And I was just like, I'm just going to prepare to move because I don't know when I'm going to find a job down there, but I'm going to find a job down there, and I'm just going back. And then when it happened, everything just happened mad quick, but I was already partially packed up, so it was doable. But yeah, you just gotta kind of prepare for whatever you want. That's a message for all of us. But do you guys have any final thoughts on self-talk, positive self-talk, negative self-talk, anything that we discussed here today?
Operate like nobody got a face. And
feel
your way through it.
Feeling is a secret.
Yeah, absolutely.
And prepare for
whatever you want.
Practice the life. Practice being the person that already has what you want or what you desire.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah. I could add to that, but you did such a great job.
All right.
I'm proud.
Bree said it all. But thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
I didn't even do that in the beginning because he did the intro. That's crazy.
I am Shakoya D.
Being brief.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank you for joining us again. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. And also, subscribe to the Patreon if you want to watch this podcast live. Like we said, we record at least like a month to 2 months in advance. So if you want to watch it live, if you want to comment, shift the conversation, talk to us a little bit, definitely subscribe to our Patreon.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel too.
And also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Push the goddamn button.